This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. Some good economic news today. The Commerce Department released new numbers, and they show an economy moving at a pace that has not been seen in two decades. The gross domestic product was a full percentage point higher than expected just a month ago. Well, we want to know what's happening in your neck of the woods. Are you looking for a job, feeling more secure or less secure than a year ago? If you own a business, are you thinking about more investment? We'd like to hear from you. 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK, or email us, TOTN at NPR.org. And joining us now to tell us what these new GDP numbers mean is Mark Zandi. He's the chief economist at economy.com. He's with us from his home in Westchester, Pennsylvania. And thanks very much for being with us today.
It's a pleasure, Neil.
First, let's talk about those GDP numbers that came out today. These are much higher than expected.
Yeah, they're stunning. Big increases across the board. Consumers are outspending. Businesses are out investing. We're even selling a bit more to our global trading partners. So it was a fantastic number, and it shows the economy was just roaring along in the third quarter.
So why are the numbers so much higher than predicted just a month ago?
Well, the largest revision was due to inventory. Businesses did not reduce their inventory to the same degree that the BEA thought they did. And that means that businesses are growing a bit more confident. They think that if they put stuff on their store shelves and in warehouses, that someone will be there to buy it when they're ready to sell it. So that to me is a positive sign. It indicates that businesses are coming out of their cocoon and beginning to thinking about investing and hiring more aggressively.
That's a question I was going to say. And hiring more aggressively?
Yeah, I think so. We've seen some improvement in the job market. Businesses have hired for on net 3 months in a row, pretty solid job growth in September. And all the other job market data we're getting, at least most of it, suggests we'll get some further job growth going forward. So looks like the economy is on track and heading in the right direction. And going into 2004, we should have some momentum.
Again, if you'd like to join our conversation, tell us how the economy is doing where you live. The number is 800-989-8255. And our email address is TOTN at NPR.org. And Mark Zandi, there was something else in the report, the increase in corporate profits. What does that tell us about the economy?
Well, that was an incredibly large increase in profitability. Corporate profits for non-financial corporations rose to a record high. Everything came together for businesses. They saw a pickup in sales, their pricing firmed, and they've gotten their costs down. And all that came together, and with much better profits, that should be the raw material for business expansion. The profit motive is in place, which it should be, then that means more investment and, again, more hiring, and that's all very good news.
Is this a number that you think, this rate of growth, that can be sustained?
No, we got 8% plus annualized growth in the third quarter. That's not sustainable. I think something close to half that's probably sustainable, 4% growth. But that 4% growth is a solid number. That's enough to get businesses to create jobs and ultimately to bring down the jobless rate, the unemployment rate. So This rate of growth is not something we can sustain, but I think we're on track to see good, solid growth going forward.
Now, as you look at any economy, obviously it varies from region to region and from industry to industry. Who's doing well and who's still lagging a little?
Well, manufacturing centers are still suffering quite significantly. They're getting hit hard by global competition. Productivity growth is very strong, and that's part of the economy, and that's keeping jobs down. And so we're seeing much weaker conditions in places like the industrial Midwest, Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, parts of the industrial South, the Carolinas, into Georgia, Alabama. The areas that are strong are areas that have a lot of health care, educational services, defense, homeland security-related jobs, now increasingly transportation, wholesaling, distribution. So places that are doing well are Southern California, parts of the Southwest, Phoenix, Vegas, over to San Antonio. The Northeast Corridor is doing fairly well, particularly from central New Jersey down through Philadelphia into Washington, D.C., and then Florida is also doing quite strongly. Those are the strongest areas of the country. But I would expect over the course of the next 6-12 months that the better conditions regionally start to broaden out and we start to see conditions improve in other parts of the country that up to this point have been left behind.
New consumer confidence figures were issued today, and they were up, too, and up more than people expected.
Yeah, that was also good news. Consumers are growing more confident in the current and economic conditions and the future. Much of that's related to the job market. Consumers take their cue from what's going on in the job market. If they're able to find a job, if they're able to get a bigger pay increase, and with the firming in the job market over the last few months, that's being reflected in the stronger consumer confidence. And you know, all this together argues that Christmas should be pretty solid, with more jobs, better incomes, with higher confidence, with the stock market improving, with the house price growth very strong. All that together augurs well for a good, solid Christmas and a good entry point into 2004.
Earlier, and maybe I'm not looking at these numbers correctly, but earlier there seemed to be, you know, amongst all the talk of good economic indicators and things improving, there seemed to be some skepticism amongst the American public. Would these consumer confidence figures today suggest to you that maybe Americans are starting to believe it?
Yeah, the skepticism is fading. It's consumers, economists, business people, policymakers are all now starting to believe. I think the key missing ingredient a couple, 3 months ago was jobs. We had seen an improvement in demand. Production was picking up. But businesses didn't seem to be following through with those jobs, and fortunately, they seem to be now doing so. And with those jobs, everyone is now starting to believe that this is sustainable, that we are going to see good, solid growth going forward. And you know, it's one of those things, if everyone believes, then it's going to happen.
Let's get a caller on the line, and David's with us from Eugene, Oregon.
Yes, I'm a small business owner out here in Oregon, and my business is primarily direct selling to consumers through consumer shows and such, and we just had two very large consumer shows in October, of which, I hate to say it, but nothing's going well out here. Not a thing. Sales are down. People are unemployed. We're still the top of the nation for the most unemployment. We don't see any improvement. People are skeptical about spending $20 at a show. My other business is in contracting and construction, and people are reluctant to spend a couple of thousand dollars out here. I don't see this improving at all. I've talked with some of my other colleagues around the nation, and they don't see it improving. Their inventories are still high. They're having a hard time getting people to buy anything. So I don't know where all this money and these jobs are coming from, but they're not here. And yep. They're not out here now.
Mark,
I don't see them coming soon.
Mark Zandi, as David, I think, referred to, the Pacific Northwest has been especially hard hit.
Yeah, it has, and I failed to mention that when we were going through the areas of the country that are struggling. The other area of the country that is having a very difficult time is the Pacific Northwest. Clearly, Seattle is struggling with layoffs at Boeing, which is the largest employer there. And Oregon is also struggling because two of its key industries have had some problems, the lumber industry, but more importantly, the chip industry. The chip industry has become, this is a semiconductor industry, has become very important to Oregon's economy, and it obviously has been struggling. And interestingly enough, we've seen a pickup in the chip industry globally, but most of that improvement has occurred in other chip centers in the U.S. and global and across the world. Phoenix, for example, has improved quite substantively. Austin, Texas, has improved quite substantively. So it appears that Oregon, Portland more specifically, hasn't been able to hold on to its market share of the global chip market, and that's a problem.
And well, I want to say that we also have done consumer shows down in the San Diego area as recently as September, and Los Angeles, et cetera, and we saw no improvement down there. People are abandoning these shows left and right. They're not spending their money. I don't think this is just limited to the Northwest. It is just a general feeling throughout the Western United States that there is nothing going on, and they are cutting plenty of trees out here, and that is not improving the job market at all that I can see.
Well, David, we certainly hope things turn around for you, and you have a surprisingly good holiday season.
Thanks very much.
We appreciate the phone call.
Bye-bye.
We're talking with Mark Zandi about some good economic news today. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's go to Kim, who's on the line with us from Grand Haven, Michigan.
Yes, hello.
Hi, you're on the air, Kim.
Hi, good. Thank you for taking my call. In a nutshell, I'm a manufacturer, wholesaler, and retailer of specialty gift items. I wholesale in 30 states from Maine to California. This year, I have 13 retail locations in malls across the United States. I'm in Cleveland, New Jersey, right outside of New York City, Philly, Atlanta, San Antonio, Denver, Minneapolis, Raleigh, Detroit, and Chicago. My sales are down 50% over last year. Stunning 50%. There is nobody in the malls. Traffic is abysmal. I keep hearing these glowing, rosy consumer confidence forecasts. I keep hearing that spending is up, and I'm wondering where those figures are coming from, because I'm seeing a nationwide trend in every city, in every mall I'm in. These are fabulous malls. We've been in some of them last year. Our sales are down 50%. Nobody is shopping. If they're there, they're not carrying shopping bags.
Oh, well, Kim, again, I hope it turns around for you. Obviously, if you're in that kind of retail, the upcoming season is very important to you.
Right, and so I'd like to ask your expert, you know, and I can sign off here, what his response to is that. Are people holding back? Is the consumer rush going to be starting? Is some people have attributed to a warm fall season? We just haven't seen the sales, and I can sign off and take my answer on the air.
Appreciate it, Kim, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Mark Zandi?
Well, you know, consumers are not buying everything. They are focusing on certain things. So, for example, anything related to housing is just booming. Of course, the housing market is literally through the roof. The number of new and existing homes that we're selling right now are at record highs. We've never been even close to these kinds of levels. And people are starting to fill these homes. So if you are in the furniture appliance business, things should be, at least in terms of sales, doing well. Also, building materials and supplies. Many people are improving their homes, they're adding on to their homes, and so those sales are very, very strong. Also, anything related to personal care, health care, sales of that are also extraordinarily good. They're more cautious with respect to sales of apparel. Toy sales seem to be a bit lackluster. So it's not across the board, it's not across the country. But when you tote it all up, the consumer is doing his or her part here. Consumer spending is solid. At Christmas sales this year, I would be very surprised if they don't come in 6% above last year, which, just to give you context, if you go back to last Christmas, sales that Christmas were up 3.5% from a year ago. So it should be a good, solid Christmas.
Let's get another caller on the line. Justin's with us from Kemmer, Wyoming.
Yeah, hello, guys.
Hi.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I listen every day. Hey, I live in southwest Wyoming here, and I just wanted to comment on the fact that the economy out here, from my point of view, is going great. We have a small business out here, and we're trying to hire people, trying to hire hands to work for us, and we're having to compete just for employees. And just the employees aren't there. The economy is great. I was able to buy a house this year. I was able to get with the interest rates so low, I got a great deal on the loan. And pretty much I'll take my comments off the air, but I will add that the economy's booming, and it's across the whole state out here. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay, Justin, and happy Thanksgiving to you. Mark Zandi, we just have a few seconds left, but
yeah,
I guess...
Well, it's interesting, you know, in the darker days about a year or two ago when the economy was obviously struggling, I was trying to point out what part of the country was doing well. Invariably, I'd end up in Wyoming, and I'd make the joke, in fun, that all 500,000 Wyomingans are doing just fine. And I'm glad to hear that they're still doing quite well, and I hope that continues through the holiday season.
And happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you very much.
Mark Zandi is the chief economist at economy.com. He was with us from his home in Westchester, Pennsylvania. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.